We continue with Mishnah Berurah Amid Yomi Hilchos Shabbos Siman Reish Samech Ches Sif Yud Beis. As a mechaber, in ledaber b'shas she'omer vayichulu velo b'shas she'omer sheliach tibur bracha me'in sheva. One should not speak while the tibur is saying vayichulu, and they should also not speak when the sheliach tibur is reciting the bracha of me'in sheva. The Mishnah Berurah brings a story about a certain chassid who came to someone in a dream and told him that the reason that he was suffering in Olam Haba was because he used to speak during Vayichulu and Magen Avos. Sif Yud Gimel, Im Hispalo Shal Chol, Velo Hizker Shal Shabbos, O Shalo Hispalo Klal, Veshomer Shadach Tzibur Bracha Mein Sheva Mirosh, Le'ad Sof, Yatza. If one made a mistake, and they davened the Tefillah of the weekday on Friday night, and they didn't realize until afterwards, or maybe they didn't daven at all, and they hear the Shaliach Tzibur say the bracha of Me'in Sheva, they can be yotze with that, meaning this acts as a form of chazaras hashatz to be yotze. The Mishnah Berurah says that this is specifically done by Ma'ariv, because since Tefillas Arvus is a reshus, we are more mekel by Ma'ariv than by the other tefillas. However, the Mishnah Berurah adds that lechatchila, one should be careful to ensure that they say along with the Shaliach Tzibur, word for word, the bracha of Me'in Sheva, and if the Shaliach Tzibur already said Me'in Sheva, and you can't be yotze with it, then you have to go back and daven completely. The Mishnah Berurah also adds that it's a good idea, if you remember before the Shaliach Tzibur says a bracha of Me'in Sheva, not to rely on this bracha of the Shaliach Tzibur, rather you should daven. Again, since there are those who are cholik on this entire din of relying on the Shaliach Tzibur to be yotze with the tefillah of Ma'ariv, it is better not to rely on it if one does not need to. The Be'er Halacha points out that this only helps on a regular Shabbos, but on Yom Tov Shechalios B'Shabbos, you cannot be Yotze with the Bracha of Me'in Sheva, since we do not mention Yom Tov in the Bracha Me'in Sheva, as we learned earlier. There are interesting discussions related to someone who forgot Mashiv HaRuach, someone who forgot Yalav Yavo, or any of those other tefillos which are obviously not recited in the Bracha of Me'in Sheva, if you can then be Yotze with the Bracha of Me'in Sheva or not. Siman Reish Samach Tes Din HaKiddush Beis HaKnesses Kiddush on Friday night in Shul Sif Aleph Noagin LaKadesh BeBeis HaKnesses. The minhag is to make Kiddush in Shul Friday night. Ve'ein LaMakadesh Litom Miyein HaKiddush El Matimo LaKatan. However, the person who makes Kiddush should not drink from it. Rather, he should give it to a child to drink. De'ein Kiddush Ela B'Makom Suda. Since you are only allowed to have Kiddush the place where you are going to have your Su'uda, and you are not having the Su'uda in the Shul, it is better not to drink from this kiddush which you make, rather give it to a katan. The reason that this minhag was established in the first place was because there used to be people who used to eat in the shul. They were poor and didn't have food in their home, so they used to eat in the shul, and this kiddush would be motzi them. Even though in our shuls we do not have this situation, there's no one who eats in the shuls anymore, so you're not really being motzi anyone with this kiddush. We say that the takana still applies. This is why there are places where we continue to make kiddush and shul. Aber yoser tov lahanik shelo lekadosh beis haknesses. Chein min ha'yaretz Yisrael. The mechaber says that it's better not to make kiddush Friday night in shul, since you're no longer being a motzi anyone, and that is a minhag in Eretz Yisrael. The Rama says v'nagu lamar b'shash mekadoshim beis haknesses. Obviously, the Rama's area had a minhag to say kiddush Friday night in shul, and he said everyone is supposed to stand for this kiddush. The Mishnah Berurah has a discussion which child, what type of child the wine should be given to. Some say that the wine should be given to a katan that is not higia l'chinuch yet, so that you are not causing a child that is higia l'chinuch to be mevatel yaseh of kiddush makom suda as well. And some say that you should dafka give it to a katan shehigia l'chinuch, because if you give it to a katan shelo higia l'chinuch, then since there is no chinuch for mitzvos for this child, then it's like you made a bracha levatala by making kiddush and not giving it to anyone who was chayev in kiddush. If there is no katan in shul at night, the achronim say that the person who made the kiddush should drink a revius, since according to some, a revius of wine is enough to be considered makom suda, and we can rely on those opinions in this situation, and then you should make a bracha achrona on that wine, and you will be yotze with that kiddush, and when you get home, you can still make kiddush for those who did not yet make kiddush. The Mishnah Berurah says that in his area where he lived, it was also the minhag to make kiddush in shul Friday night, and on Yontif. And this minhag should continue, since many Gaonim were miyaseid this, as the Rashba says, this was the minhag in many areas.